You're listening to SBS News.
In a town of less than 600 people, just an hour southeast of Alice Springs, skateboarding is fast becoming more than just a hobby. Nikki Hayes is a professional skateboarder, youth worker and traditional owner, and says his after-school program has given kids in town more options.
It's just easy just to have boredom, and then once they have boredom, what's the first thing they're going to go, oh, I'm bored. Oh, I'm bored. Let's go break into here, or let's go steal cars, or just run amok.
Mr. Hayes is the founder of Spinifex Skateboards and says unlike other sports, skateboarding has a fluid structure and doesn't discriminate.
It doesn't matter what gender or race as well. I guess bringing skateboarding to communities, it's fun.
It's not the only program in Santa Teresa keeping kids occupied. Just down the road, an old bakery has been turned into the town hairdresser. It's here hair salon manager Jasmine Tillmouth says kids can come when they need a safe space to turn to outside of their households.
I'm just teaching them how to look after themselves. A lot of people talk about shame in the Indigenous communities and they don't talk about certain things. They know they can come here, like the ladies that work here are very happy to talk to anyone that comes in with issues.
According to a report from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, the number of young people held in youth detention on an average night has fallen significantly over the past 4 years, from 922 to 798. However, over the same period, the Northern Territory still held the highest rate of young people in detention on an average night. Programs like those being seen in Santa Teresa are now being heralded by youth justice advocates who've slammed new reforms proposed by the Northern Territory government to crack down on crime. NT Chief Minister Michael Gunner.
If you commit a serious breach of bail, bail will be revoked. Bail is a privilege, not a right. Territorians are trusting you on bail and you need to do the right thing while you're on bail. We're also giving police extra ability and more circumstances in which they can apply electronic monitoring.
The North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency says the proposed reforms aren't consistent with recommendations from a recent Royal Commission into youth crime in the Territory. NAJA's Chief Executive Priscilla Atkins says the reforms will also target Indigenous kids who are 17 times more likely to be incarcerated on an average night.
When you lock a youth up, their behaviour escalates. So when they come out, then they just go down that trail of, you know, further incarceration. What you need to do is break the cycle. You need to actually work out why they're coming in contact with the justice system and put programs in place to break that.
The proposed legislations have been set down for NT parliamentary sitting weeks in May.